JFM Sunday Business Show
with Avantcard. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.
And make sure that you stay tuned for Orla Donnelly coming up after the Sunday Business Show. Here are some shout outs for Nice Niall. Hi Niall, we are Wild Water Adventures in Tralee, County Kerry, and are the experts when it comes to open water swimming, wild swimming tours and coast steering. No idea what coast steering is. Have a lovely day. That is from John Edwards. Hello, I listen every single week but never write, so I thought today might be the day. Good choice for you. I own and run a tax service for PAYE workers in Ireland where we review their tax and claim back tax where they have been overcharged. Business is only 6 months old, but already we have claimed back about €1 million in refunds. 6 months old, 1 million refunds. That's not bad. Completely free to use our service, and we only charge a minimal 10% fee if we can get clients a refund. MyTaxBack.ie. That's from Gary O'Brien. We better move on to our next item. Can you escape in 15 minutes? Designed specifically for events and parties, mobile escape rooms are the latest in corporate entertainment. And mobile escape rooms boss, or MD, Mark French, a world-famous escapologist, is in studio with me. And if Mark, if you sit in on top of the microphone there.
How are you?
All, I'm very good. Mobile escape rooms, remind me, I pay you to lock me up and then I spend my time trying to get out again.
That's right, that's right.
That's a mad business.
It is. Escape rooms have really taken Europe by storm since 2012. And even in Ireland here, permanent escape room companies with buildings set up, is probably about 30 different escape rooms around the country now. So we're an events company, and we decided to develop and build a pop-up escape room, a mobile escape room essentially, that we can set up indoor, outdoor. As a result, because it's a pop-up, we have a 15-minute escape game where guests go in, up to six people at a time.
Guests? No, they're called inmates.
Inmates, exactly, yeah. So
I don't think that in Denham enjoy that they're called guests. Maybe guests of the nation, but I don't think they're called guests, are they?
Yeah, you wouldn't know. But we basically handcuffed them, yeah, and they've got 15 minutes to escape.
I did raise my eyebrows when I heard about handcuffs and all the rest. Are you sure they don't dress in other gear as well?
They can do whatever they want, really. They can do whatever they want.
How much does it cost to be locked up for 15 minutes and try to escape?
So we do day or evening rentals, and because we're renting them out to essentially corporate events.
You're not looking
parties,
for a handful
festivals.
Of fellas to spend
no.
15 minutes with you. No, you're looking
no, exactly.
for offices or businesses, factories, whatever, yeah?
Exactly. So it's not really for the general public. Our one is for like kind of private use. Weddings have booked us.
I get away.
Yeah, weddings have booked us.
No. Hang on. Honestly, weddings.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Why?
People who are into escape games, it's a fantastic form of entertainment. And there's a lot of people into escape games and... Yeah, it works really at any event. Our biggest
market.
How
many weddings?
We're only up and running 2 months, yeah. And we've had two weddings so far. Yeah,
I love this. This is one of the reasons why I love the Sunday Business Show, because you learn the most weird and wonderful things. I'd be saying to people, "Do you know that if you had a wedding, you could actually have an escape game at it?" They'd say, "No, you couldn't," and I'd say, "Oh, yes, you could," because you could go down and lock yourself, your guests up for 15 minutes, and they pay. Well, they won't pay. I suppose you'll pay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how big can the business grow?
Well, we hope to have 10 separate rooms by the end of the year. Christmas will be our busiest kind of period, because we've got a lot of inquiries already for Christmas, having it at their Christmas party. Just as a fun thing.
That at least makes some sense to me.
Yeah. The Christmas party is a bit of fun.
But can you bring this abroad, or are they already abroad? Or?
Yeah, well, there is, as I said, we're the first kind of mobile pop-up one. There is one other mobile one actually in Galway, which is on a bus. But we're the first kind of pop-up one that you can bring indoors or outdoors. So we're already talking to a company that we work with in the US. They're interested in licensing it. And we're also kind of plans for the future would be a franchise model. Because not only do we have the pop-up escape rooms, we also have tabletop escape games. And we've also an escape app. So we're looking at a franchise model for different cities around Ireland and indeed the UK and the US.
Now, you are an events company, and one of the events companies that we've had on the radio show here is Cogs and Marvel. Did you ever hear of them?
Oh, yeah, we work with Cogs and Marvel.
Cogs and Marvel, what a business. They have brought their Dublin-based business over to San Francisco. They're now working with Google and other huge companies over there. So they might bring you over.
That's right. We've done a lot of work with them in the past. CreativeEvents.ie is our main events business, and we work really all over the country with that. And we've worked with of the different corporate clients.
Did you tell me how much it costs? I don't think you did. You actually avoided answering
for
that.
For a day hire, you're looking at €1,100, including staff, transport, and setup and delivery.
That's not bad, is it? How many people would you get through in that?
Well, it's a 15-minute game. As I said, we've a few other games that sometimes people put it in alongside it, but you know, we basically get through 20 people an hour.
Okay, and you'd give me how many hours for €1,100?
4 hours.
4 hours, okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's most medium-sized businesses in this country for €1,100.
Yeah.
But there is competition, unfortunately, isn't there?
Well, there's not, as I said, in the pop-up mobile space, you know, where we can
Why didn't you tell me there are 30
permanent, these would be permanent
escape rooms
in buildings. Okay. Yes, absolutely. It's a phenomenal success story, you know, the escape rooms and games, and people who play it, you know, want to play again and again and again.
Before you were doing this, what did you actually do?
So I've always been in the events industry. Yeah. We set up the company Creative Events in 1992.
Oh, it was a long time.
We're going a long time.
Yeah, you got through the recession. Woo-hoo!
We got through the recession. We've got through two recessions. We started in the recession, so it's great. It's great, actually, economy has turned around now again.
Big time. Yeah, and of course, there are now a record number of people at work. So therefore, a record number of people need to be bonded. I'm sure you're going to tell me it's a very good bonding experience, is it?
Well, it's a fantastic team.
Did you say bonding or bondage?
But team building, yeah.
CreativeEvents.ie. CreativeEvents.ie.
Escape room.
And his name is Mark French, without the posh double F. It's Mark French as in a player, you know, French rugby player type of thing. Mark French, yeah?
Yeah.
That'll get you. Mark, thanks so much for joining
Team
SBS. And we might even have an escape event of our own.
Today FM's Sunday Business Show.
With Avant Card. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates. Made for you.